Fourth parak of Shvi'is, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is continuing the ideas mentioned in the previous parak. A person who wants to remove things from his field, not for the purpose of cleaning off his field for planting purpose, he just wants to use these items or put them somewhere. It is permitted, provided that it's recognizable that he's not doing so to clean up his field for planting purposes. So, based on this, originally the halacha was a person is allowed to gather together wood or stones or weeds from his field. The same way that he could take these things from his friend's field. We're talking about things that are sitting on top of the land. He's not uprooting them. And in what fashion is he permitted to do this? As agas, he takes the different types of stones or pieces of wood. He only takes the larger ones and leaves the smaller ones there. That is another way of making recognizable that he does not want to clean up the field, because if you want to clean up the field, take them all off. The fact that he's leaving the smaller ones there is a reason to permit him to take the larger ones. As we said before, when he's taking these, not for the sake of cleaning off the land for planting purposes, but for other purposes. But when people were intentionally doing this as a trick to clean off their fields, and the real intention was to clear up the fields for planting, they made a takana that a balabait is not allowed to take any of these small stones from his field at all. Why? Because they started playing games that he was doing it for the sake of fixing up his field, and he would say that he's not doing it for that purpose. Therefore, they permitted only that one person should be permitted to clear off his friend's field, not clear off completely, but take up the larger stones, larger pieces of wood from his friend's field. But it has to be shaloi b'tov. It means without any agreement between the two. I'm doing a favor to the other guy. Akasha. But to make it a deal between the two, that I'm going to clear up your field, you're going to clear up my field, obviously that does it. Think that later she casts on the zaynus, and surely it's prohibited for me to go into my friend's field and clear off his larger stones and get paid the food that I need in return for this. So that's the bottom line, that halakha l'maisa, one is prohibited to take off the larger stones, even if he's leaving the smaller stones, unless it's the very large stones, which you learned in the previous parak, which are permitted. And he can do it for his friend, provided he just does it without any agreement between the two sides.